Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales. These are the adventures of The Rookies, a curated actual play of the tabletop role-playing game Masks, a new generation from Magpie Publishing. Previously on Tavern Tales, the Jacob Estates has proven a pivotal moment with much death and destruction for our team. Now they begin in the aftermath of their time on the other side of the tear, trying to piece together what all is happening and their place
come
in
sit
it.
Sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
we're back. We're counting down the hits for the superhero group known at the time as the Rookies. When last we left our intrepid heroes, Adora had seized the moment, and as her superhero name, Bo, which definitely changed in the next few weeks, it's not clear exactly when Bo stopped being Bo and started being something else. No, I'm sorry, friends. That was not her superhero name, something else. But it will be revealed in time. Bo had shoved everyone back through the slit and had achieved her lifelong goal of saving everyone at the cost of herself. But that wasn't to be in the end, as the slit did not close entirely in time, and thrown virulently through it moments later for Bo, sometime later for everyone else, Bo crashed to the ground at the feet of everyone else. We don't need to get into the dispatching of the mooks and the various grunts and otherwise that occurred that day, because none of them were supervillains and all of them were easily dispatched. In amongst the moaning, crying, groaning, and occasional dead, our heroes then found themselves. And that's where we'll start today's session. But let's go back a little bit, and we'll go around the table and introduce everyone here. And why don't you all describe for me a cover of Bo fighting the beast from beyond? Who would like to go first?
I'm Allison, and I play George the Purple Haze Grady. And the variant cover that we see first is a bright pink background with kind of a sunset, you see. So there's yellow and oranges and a little bit of darker reds, but it's mostly like that hot pink that Adora loves. On the background and at the forefront is Adora with ripped clothes and very He-Man look. So she's got the tentacle above her head, a bright purple tentacle. You can see all the nice little suctiony cups, and she has it lifted over her head in triumph, and she's got like ritting teeth.
Is the art style very He-Man like?
Very He-Man, very 80s, very bright colors.
I love it.
Yeah.
My name is Aaron, and I'm Solarian, everyone's favorite character.
Yeah.
So, because of Adora's other name, The Bull, this cover is painted like a Spanish bullfighting poster. And so instead of like the red cape, it's the cape that's colored like her hair. And she's like toroing the nether beast while she's throwing like an elbow into its side, like stepping beside it.
Is the great thing from beyond really small, or is it huge?
It's still huge.
Okay.
But she's handling it. No
problem. Is this a foil cover that the beast carries on across the back and you see all the different disgusting various components of it?
Yes.
In Spanish style?
Olé.
In Spanish style.
In fresco?
In fresco, yes.
Cool. I like that.
That's fun. Hi, this is Paige, and I play X-Pay, the other favorite. On this cover, it is a black cover, and in the middle of the cover is an illuminating pink cloud. You get it?
Oh my God.
And there are very faint, it looks like stars, so it adds a little bit of dimension to the cover. And you just see Adora punching up through this cloud and tentacles coming out the top of the cloud. And there's line work done, so it shows the force of the punch. It's a very dark cover, a lot of harsh lines. And the cloud, it almost looks like someone put a bit of maybe rose gold foil in it. And so it has that little bit of 3D sparkle dimension.
Cool. So very Art Nouveau.
Yeah.
Hi, I am Chelsea, and I play Terry, who I don't think is a favorite, but that's okay. I don't care. Terry's my favorite. Well, thanks. And this cover, you see Adora on top of the tentacly monster, and you just see these tentacles everywhere. But Adora's got one tentacle wrapped around her arm, and she's got like her hand at the base, and she's using it like you would a lead on a horse. And she's like riding the tentacle monster into the ground. And you cool. just see awesome. The monster, like all the tentacles kind of flailing out from the ground.
What's the art style?
The art style is like an old dark DC comics style. So ooh. Like very dark, kind of gory looking.
Lots of ink.
Yeah, lots of ink. Too much ink sometimes.
Who's the guy who did Watchmen and Sin
Frank
City?
Miller?
Frank Miller?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello, I'm Marie Claire. I play Adora Smith. Bo currently, so I had to just quickly come up with a new name because I didn't know I was changing my name. But I've got it, so it's good. It's dope. Okay.
It's Bo, B-O. B-O.
Because she smells after being on the alien planet. No,
it's Bo,
so,
B-O-W.
This one is actually an 8-bit comic cover. Nice. Bo is like very chunky and fighting a 8-bit tentacle. Ooh. But it's like they're on the same plane. So it's just very cutesy and cartoony.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
These are all, of course, variant covers. Not very many of them were produced. The main comic book cover that was mass produced for this is actually the remaining four characters dispatching all of these bad guy henchmen, kind of like Russian tracksuit wearing guys. They're all the bros from their lifting weights and their wife beater shirts and whatnot. And they're all laying, they're all beaten up all over the main foyer as our superheroes are all in various poses of beating the living snot out of normal people. And Alejandra is draped unconscious across a chaise lounge. That's it. And special to note there is that during this fight, X-Pay is on a phone call with Jeb. Solarian is using the spear of Galanon.
Galanon.
And Terry Chase is fighting with the Delavega sword in one hand and the cape of the Delavega in the other, and the cane of the Delavega across his back. And I'm sure you have another Delavega object
the
already.
The walker. The whip of the Delavega.
And then there's the mask.
You don't have the mask, but
oh,
yeah.
I don't?
No.
Oh,
did okay. I ever tell you the mask of the Delavega? You just have a mask.
Which oh, was okay. Your
thing. Anyway, so, and Alejandra is unconscious. And Bo isn't, of course, there because we got all the Bo and the other ones. So the front page opens, Adora goes flying through and lands with a foomph, and then the entire slit rumbles ominously. And you can see the word rumble across the top of the page because... Brr. So many players want more words in the text, in the visuals of the game.
Does it close after me?
You land at the feet of all of your comrades. They've dispatched all of these people.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Bo stands up and flexes. Am I still superhumanly large or am I normal sized? I'm normal sized now, but maybe with a few more veins.
Ooh. Bo shrinks. Down to normal sized. There. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that was unexpected.
Hello.
Adora, you're back.
Am I?
I was worried about you.
Are you all okay?
Yeah, we're fine. What about you? How did you... that thing was so big.
It's no big deal.
Welcome back. I see you have a couple more veins in your body.
God, swear it's so weird.
Oh yeah, I'm the weird one. I'm the weird one.
Yes, you are.
I'm fine. Ruin my whole persona.
Those are some nice veins you got there.
Maybe that's sexy. I don't know.
He notices odd things.
It looks like his celestial birthplace.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's weird.
Do I need to leave you two alone?
Look, it's very clear.
Yeah.
He notices all of these extra veins because he spends a lot of time looking at you.
Aww.
Also, these are very important to him because he's so vain.
Oh, clever.
That's why I did it.
Adora looks at Solarian up and down and just goes, I can't believe that your people are doing that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not like you're doing it.
I know, but this is... I feel somewhat responsible. Somewhat, not completely responsible. Somewhat responsible.
For living? It's insane. We got to figure out how to stop this.
That would be ideal. I would hate to be the ender of everything, he says while doing air quotes.
The ender of everything?
In a manner of speaking.
What? Did something happen?
Previously, I had a chat with the man with the flat top head, and he sort of explained that I'm going to be the destroyer of everything. That was a eye-opening experience, as they say.
Wait. So when you were upstairs with Alejandra, you found out you were going to destroy the world?
Unfortunately.
So if you can give us like a heads up when you're going to do that, just so we can like roll out somewhere or get into some sort of bomb shelter, that'd be great.
You don't want to destroy the world.
Ideally not. You're here on this planet and...
Gag!
Yeah, wow. This is my home.
And
I just see Terry
in the corner retching.
Terry's such a child.
Ew! PDA!
You're gonna see George slowly like raise his hand directed at Solarian and goes like, who told you you're gonna end the world?
The Nimrod fellow.
Because somebody told me I was gonna do that. So I now
sounds like it's gonna be a team effort.
Well, that's not good.
What I've discovered is that I do have the ability to destroy a planet. So could be me too.
All right, it'll be a team effort. As X-Pay said.
Last time I checked, we're supposed to be the good guys, so that usually involves not ending worlds.
Don't worry, it's not going to be you.
Oh, ouch. I can blow up stuff too, guys.
If you don't want to destroy a planet or destroy a world or destroy everything, you don't have to. I have faith in you.
But it's so fun. Like those Lego bricks that you all play with when you're children on this planet. It's fun to destroy and recreate.
Are you planning on recreating?
I'm planning I want to play with Lego.
Wait, what?
It's been a long day. My head is still spinning from our, well, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, Adora goes up and gives Solarian a very awkward hug.
Did something happen between you guys while I was not looking?
That looks like a spicy hug. Am I right? Was that it?
Not exactly. He kind of awkwardly responds to X-Pay.
I think it was a spicy hug. So it sounds like we are a team of destroyers of the world, and I am a murderer. I would like to go home now, please, and just hide under my bed if we could do that. Unless there's some unfinished business with destroying this world.
I mean, we should probably drop off Alejandra and Aunt Cassie's first.
I mean, we rescued her. Do we have to actually take her somewhere?
Yes,
we should return her. I mean, that's usually like the second half of the rescuing is returning.
And I have to talk to Aunt Cassie. She has some splaining to do.
All right.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's a bad guy.
My Aunt Cassie. Well, I mean, now that I think about it, she is kind of mean sometimes.
Yeah, she's the prophetess.
I don't know what that means.
She's puts things in your head and can see the future. She did this to me. I'm sure of it. And I have to get to the bottom of it.
You mean there are superheroes in my family and I didn't get any superpowers? What the hell?
See Terry kick a chase and then stub his toe.
Adora's gonna go over and pick up Alejandra and throw her like a sack of potatoes over her shoulder.
Was that a French?
X-Pay is going to climb into the back of the vehicle in the corner and just slump there and wait for everyone else to get into the car.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
No one's going to do anything about that. That's fine.
I'm going to throw in Alejandra next to X-Pay.
Oof. Oof. You hear sirens.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we should probably split.
Wait, is that an ambulance or a police car or a fire truck?
Yeah, you still can't tell. All the sirens are different than they were 50 years ago, so you have no idea, George.
Man.
I think it's best we leave.
Okay.
Make ourselves
scarce.
I just
thought if it's an ambulance, it'd be good. We could just give it to Alejandra, but we'll just take her to her mom. Let's get out of here.
So you see Terry driving the van, and the one door is open while Adora is running beside the van trying to get in, and Terry's just driving away recklessly, and then you see like the back bumper just hanging on the grill, leaving a little trail behind them.
The vehicle drives 20 feet and then sputters and catches fire.
Why?
Because we wrecked it real bad.
Oh, right.
Me? So we're going to go back a couple steps because I feel like Terry's completely overlooked this.
Yeah, there definitely did.
The windshield is spider webs. The front grill has what looks like metal spears right through it. Mm. The driver's side mirror, like a passenger mirror, like the side mirror, is gone. Just gone. The vehicle is in very bad disrepair. And you finally notice this as you're driving away.
What the hell happened to my van, guys?
Unfortunate circumstances? No,
I don't recall it being in this condition when we got out of it at this place.
Damn it, Solarian, what did you do?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was me. I'm sorry. I didn't know how to get in, so I smashed the gate.
I guess we're on foot. Someone give me a lift because I move slower than you guys.
Yeah, what conditions do you have?
I'm guilty, angry, and hopeless. I'm going to kick the van and stub my toe yet again.
I'm going to pick up Terry the Chase over my shoulder, the other one.
I don't know if I like that. That's weird.
Okay, so Dora just walks forward, start to like grab and paw you, it looks like, Terry the Chase. You just found out that George, destroyer of things, maimer of pants, ruiner of trophy display cases, has now also destroyed your van. And you're going to kick the van and stub your toe?
Yeah, no, I should kick him.
Kick George.
Kick George.
Except not kick him. I'm going to verbally kick him in the face.
No.
What?
Lash out.
Terry's going to look at his van, just give it like the once over. And you just, on the comic, you see his face getting a darker shade of red and the steam starting to build up. And then he looks over at George and in the big, big font, because he's screaming, he's like, "What the hell, George? You have to break all of my shit every freaking time. It's always my stuff. Why can't you break X-Pay stuff or Adora stuff or Solarian? No, it's gotta be mine. What is wrong with you? Do you always have to wreck everything?"
And he's gonna grab the hood ornament on the van and just chuck it at George angrily. And
oh, the hood ornament's gone.
Yeah.
He's gonna grab the mirror that's just hanging there by a thread and then chuck it at George angrily.
Oh.
So George doesn't even dodge out of the way. He just lets it hit him and he looks down at it because it hits him in the belly. So it bounces off a little bit, hits the ground. He just stares at it. And in a very like soft voice, so it's obviously smaller than Terry's font, is, "I'm sorry." That's all he can think to say.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
And he's going to stomp off towards the gate that we came through.
It's destroyed. The gate is like peeled and you can see what the gate has done to the vehicle and the vehicle has done to the gate.
I see you use the van as a key, apparently.
Okay, well, everyone else stands there looking awkward and away from the two of them who are in the middle of this. What are they doing?
X-Pay is unimpressed and is just going to start walking out of the complex and down the road by themselves.
Oh, okay. All right, X-Pay leaves.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to follow X-Pay.
Okay.
With Alejandra on my shoulder.
So you go in to get Alejandra, and Alejandra has awakened.
All right.
Hello, what is going on? Why am I here? Whoa, what are you doing here?
We came to rescue you.
Ugh, wait, just you?
Yeah, the others are here too.
Solarian here?
Yeah, and then he dropped you. Come on,
I don't
let's get going. I'm going
to something that Solarian would do.
The binds off of Alejandra so she can walk on her own.
And by the time you do that, X-Pay's already left.
Okay. Goodbye, X-Pay. I love and miss you. You need Wi-Fi/satellite uplink.
She climbs out of the van and Alejandra and Adora are standing there in front of you, Solarian.
Thanks so much for rescuing me.
I didn't do much. We all came here. As the great X-Pay says, it was a team effort.
Oh, it looks like you have done some amazing repairs to this terrible van.
It wasn't me who mangled this construct.
No? Oh, it is much better now than it was before.
Even though it does not operate anymore?
Exactly. Certainement.
Right. Well, we should get you back to the place where you came from, where you resided.
You're speaking so strangely at this point. Oh, what is this giant thing on your back? This rod of magnificence and golden light.
It's a spear. I found it. He kind of shifts his eyes back and forth.
Wow. This is very becoming of you.
She puts her hand on your chest.
He swats it off.
Why are you so abrupt?
There have been developments. He glances over and smiles at a door.
This is going to make our date even more awkward, yes, no?
I think it best if we forego that.
No, a bet is a bet. Oui?
No.
Oh, so you are like that, are you?
My priorities have changed drastically.
I do not understand. You made the word, the bond of your promise.
What did I do again?
It was a bet, and the bet was that...
Oh, yeah. You, Terry Chase.
There we go.
Adora's still angry?
Mm-hmm. And you have four conditions?
Just cleared one, the angry ones. I have two left.
Wait. How did you clear angry?
I hurt George.
You did not hurt George.
Okay. Okay, sorry. I thought I was what I was doing. Jeez, calm down. It bounced off his belly.
If you thought George was clearing guilty and you're clearing angry, that did not happen.
Oh, no I'm still guilty as all hell.
No one was hurt and no one was guilty.
That's what I was yelling at him for. But
you yelled at him, but it didn't hurt him. Obviously didn't hurt him.
He's fine.
I wouldn't say fine.
Yeah, he's already guilty. But you've not satisfied that at all. I don't think you hurt George. If your intention was to hurt George, then you would be rolling to provoke, to antagonize George, to do something else.
Alejandra, would you prefer to be living or dead?
Wow.
I thank you so much for saving me, Solarian. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Dead.
He just steps back because he can see the anger ratcheting up in Adora. So he just kind of nods twice and then steps back. We should go. We're also missing X-Pay. We should go fight them.
Is that the weird robot?
No.
The cool robot?
I wouldn't say X-Pay is a robot. They have robotic qualities.
Creation.
Like internet.
Okay. George, what are you doing?
I think he's just kind of sulking in a corner. He was raring to go. And
a corner?
I don't know. So, like, sitting on like where the sliding door is on the van. Like, so not in
okay,
the seat,
sure.
But yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I love that.
It's a good sulking place. So he's sulking and kind of like, he was kind of raring to go to confront the prophetess, but is now really feeling that guilt too. And feeling like, what am I even doing here? Like, just confused and kind of broken.
All right. Terry's down by the gate. What's Terry doing? Here.
He had stormed away from the group, and now he's looking forward to see if he can see X-Pay in the distance ahead of him.
No, you cannot see X-Pay. X-Pay left.
We should get Alejandra home, Solarian.
Wait, hold on one second. Where's my sword?
I don't know. You didn't have it.
Where's my whip and sword?
Terry, would you like to fill in these blanks?
I am all the way at the gate right now. I don't know if you guys are there.
Oh. Are we not?
Terry is down by the gate.
Yeah.
Okay. If you would like to have left, you could leave. That's fine.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I am just walking down the road where we came. To
okay.
Head back because we have to get there somehow.
Could have called an Uber, I guess.
Okay, cool. X-Pay has left. Terry is leaving. Solarian, Adora, and George, and Alejandra are all by the van. What's going on with the three of you?
We'll sort out the sword and the whip later. It's time for us to leave.
She puts her arms out to you to be carried aloft, knowing you can fly. Okay, let us go.
We will walk. I don't want to run ahead of everyone else.
Several of all the other party members, if you say they were here at all, have already left their own ways. Let us go.
Yes, and Solarian walks, does not fly and carry her.
I go and join him.
Do you take his hand?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. She looks at the two of you and shrugs and looks at George, looks George up and down, and turns and walks into the bushes. No, look, I don't want to talk to you.
I didn't want to hold your hand anyways. I'm assuming that was like the look.
George, you are alone. The sirens are getting closer.
Yeah, so I'm going to walk, follow Alejandra. Or she actually...
Okay.
We have to take you back home. Where are you going?
She definitely looks like she's leaving the property.
Oh, no, but it looked like you said she went into the bushes.
Yes.
Okay.
She did not walk down the main path
where
Terry went. She did not walk down the main path where Solarian and Adora are holding hands and thinking about making out again. And we're not really clear as to which direction X-Pay left.
Right.
So everyone has essentially found new ways of leaving, and the whole party is split up.
Yeah.
Yay, split party.
Cool. Solarian, your mom appears in the astral plane in front of you.
Mother?
Child?
What are you doing here?
Adora, you cannot see mom. She's in the astral plane. So Solarian just starts talking to mom.
Okay, I'll just try to pay attention to the one half of the conversation.
So I'm just talking to nothing? Or yes. I'm talking to her, but Adora can't. I'm just standing there. Okay.
She appears. She says, there has been strange things going on, and we feel you need to be brought up to speed on some things that are happening with our people.
I'm all ears.
No, you are not.
Just tell me what's going on, Mother.
Such a strange expression. Oh. Her face has this weird register on it. It's not what you initially think is you holding hands with Adora and walking with this human girl down a road, walking especially, but instead her eyes have lit upon the spear across your back. Where did you get this thing?
I found it.
Where?
On the astral plane. It was just sitting there conveniently.
No, that's not possible. It wouldn't just be interesting. We had held out hope that it might be you, but then your constant traipsing about with humanity, your constant affair with these humans, and your in-depth love of them told us otherwise. But nonetheless, she kneels before you and says, hail to thee, the herald of Galarnon.
Ruh-roh.
All right. Mother, you don't have to kneel down for whatever reason. You can rise.
She rises. Great herald, return home with haste. Leave behind these sacrifices that you may take your rightful place.
I can't leave them. I especially can't leave Adora.
Your great abilities, as powerful as they are, shall now grow tenfold, for Galanon's blessing is upon you, and the end of time for this backwater planet is upon us.
But why? Why would we need to end this planet? There's so many wondrous things.
Yes.
Have you heard of TikTok?
We are not sponsored.
And that's the end of that scene.
Not helping your case.
Adora is confused by the few words that she heard from Solarian's side, which was, Mother, you don't need to kneel, right? And why do we need to end this planet? Yes.
And especially Adora.
Yeah. Especially me. Wait. Solarian?
Sorry, Mother. Hold on. Yes, Adora.
End planet me?
No, you're not being ended. The planet is not being ended. No one is ending anything.
So maybe you should tell me more about this spear.
There's great power imbued upon it. And apparently I'm the rightful person to take the throne and have the blessing of Galanon upon it. It's a whole thing.
Are your people like just, I guess this whole superiority thing I should have seen coming?
I apologize. It's not something that I wanted to get any of you involved with, but them's the breaks, as they say.
Expay, you are alone, walking down a forest path.
Yep.
Heading towards home.
Yep.
Give your geolocator up so you know where to get to the school and how far the walk is going to be.
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm going to call Jeb.
Howdy!
Jeb, we didn't really get to finish our conversation. I'm by myself, walking back to the school. Don't worry, I have my geolocation on, so I know how to find it. I don't know where everyone else is. I feel terrible.
Whatever is the problem, my dear?
Jeb, I killed someone.
And it seemed maliciously inclined, too. Like you could have stopped yourself?
I couldn't stop myself. I wanted to. I wanted to do it.
It's a very frustrating and a saddening thing.
I feel bad. I regret my actions, and I wish I had stopped myself, but I couldn't.
It is not a very heroic thing.
I know.
What will you do about it?
Maybe I should just reset myself.
That does not sound like the forward-thinking way of going about it.
I just feel like I keep hurting people, and I don't want to hurt my friends now that I have them.
Yes, friends are very important and precious commodities. You don't want to hurt them or kill them. I'm glad that it was not one of your colleagues. Well, Expay, I don't wish you to reset yourself. I wish you to grow and to develop and learn from this experience, and perhaps think about what you could do differently next time.
Can I ask you a question? It wasn't that question. I have a different question besides that question.
I understand.
Okay, I just wanted to make that clear.
I'm glad you learned that aphorism.
Well, I've had a lot of feelings that I've never had before in this last 24 hours with everything that's happened.
Burning sensations on your skin.
Yeah. I feel sad, but I feel angry, but I feel guilty, but I feel happy that I have so many people around me. What is this feeling?
Which one? Those were all different ones. Oh, perhaps like grouped together, you are feeling overwhelmed?
That might be it.
Previously, when you were not feeling many other things, you were feeling underwhelmed?
Not quite.
And now you're feeling overwhelmed? You would like to go back to a certain balance of the two? A whelmed feeling, perhaps?
I mean, yes, but yes. Do you have all of these feelings? Are these things you feel? Are you a human?
Yes, yes, and yes.
I think I might be a human too.
Aww.
Well, you indeed are. You are the perfect child. Just your genomic sequence is improved upon, but you are still, of course, human.
I like that. People always call me a robot, and I know I have silver skin, but I don't think that classifies what I am. I am a human.
In the same way that a human is created, you are not. But the end result is very human.
Maybe that will help me. Since I am a human, I can look at these feelings in a different way and try to learn and grow from it.
Aww.
Whereas I unlocked my moment of truth last game.
And your moment of truth is?
Something snaps into focus, and suddenly you are a full thing, true and complete. You'd never have known how fragmented you were before, if not for here, this moment. You're not a series of individual lessons, you're not a series of subroutines and programs, you're a person. This must be what it's like to be human. And this fullness, it gives you control over yourself, a unity of purpose you've never experienced before. Of course, now that you're showing off all your potential, it's only a matter of time before someone comes forward to reduce you to a machine again.
Very good. So now you have access to it, right? Because you've purchased it. And so now there's an opportunity for you to realize your moment of truth before the end of the game. Then you will be able to, I'm a real boy.
Oh-ho.
Is there anything you wish to talk about with Jed?
So outside of how I'm feeling, getting back to the task, we rescued Alejandra. Before we did that, we had found the list of names and all the campers. And I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
What was Alejandra's purpose in going to the Jacob Estate?
Don't think anyone asked her.
Right. Well, you are all teenagers after all. And then we'll end that scene as you continue to
insert
walk
the word
back
dumbass
home.
Teenagers.
Yes, indeed. George, where are you?
With Alejandra. He's following her.
Okay, sure. So no one is there when the sirens arrive. It is fire trucks and the police and the ambulance, all of them. But there's only like one or two of each of those vehicles. There's like eight military vehicles that pull up as well. And the general gets out of a modern style Humvee, sees the van, swears several times, and pulls out a device. This is the same device that none of you have seen before, because it was all done in Outside Baseball Comics when we revealed the slit at Camp Orgoff the books. He pulls it out and he goes into the building, and then there's even more swearing. Of course, this one is four times larger than the one in Camp Orgoff the books. Terry is walking, and you see these vehicles coming down the road towards you. Did you make yourself known to them, or do you get out of the way? What do you do?
I'm gonna quickly dive into the bushes, and then I'm gonna follow them back because I'm curious about why all these military vehicles are here.
Okay, yeah, dive into the bushes and you follow them back. So then we see Terry Chase walk up, and we see him hiding in the panel as the general walks into the building. Is there anything you want to do?
Terry is gonna scale up the side of the building and go through the hole that he saw Adora and them go through at the beginning.
Wow, roll to unleash your powers.
Oh dear. Roll plus freak. I got a 4.
You have failed. Mark potential. You start to climb the thing and you go oof, and you hear a military guy behind you say, you're pathetic.
Rude.
That hurts. Those small words just like are in a tiny little bubble, and he's like, oh man, that hurts.
And General, one of those people you said to look out for is out here. George, you're walking along behind Alejandra. Alejandra knows you're there and is ignoring you and trying to continue to maintain speed ahead of you. But of course, you are the purple haze. Yeah. So if you wish to be alongside Alejandra, there's nothing Alejandra can really do about it.
So he's going to keep up pace with her, which is very easy for him. And she seems to be trying to be stealthy. So it's like, "What? Why are we going this way?
I'm not going anywhere with you."
No, we have to talk to your grandma. And you have some...
No, I will be talking to my grandmother. You are just a nobody layabout potato thief.
Leave the potatoes out of this.
That is what everyone keeps telling you, yes.
God, what they say about you Quebecois is true. Anyways, I have some questions for you and your grandmother.
Okay, well, I do not care to talk to you, so...
Well, good luck getting rid of me.
Does that snooty French nose in the air and angles like away from you through the bushes?
Good luck getting rid of me. She can't outrun him, so she's just, he's gonna be annoyingly close to her, like hip to hip.
Okay.
Gets in her personal space.
Make sure you run.
Where you go, I go, man.
No, I'm not a man. But you are not much of one at all.
I'm comfortable with who I am.
Are you, though? You seem very uncertain of who you are going to be and what you really want out of life.
I didn't ask you.
After all, I think you are the past version of the general.
But anyways, that's not about me. This is about you. Why were you there?
Is it not really about you? It seems like it is always about you.
It's not about me. It's about you. What were you doing?
You seem to always be making it about you, though.
The bubbles in the comic are like overlapping each other.
You can see George's face is starting to get redder, like he's getting really frustrated with her, but is trying to contain himself, right? Because you don't want George to lash out. It's not good. And he doesn't want that either. So he continues, what were you doing in that house?
What were you doing in that house?
Saving you, we thought.
I don't think you saved me. Solarian saved me. He is, of course, so much more skilled and capable than you.
Just answer the damn question.
Why?
Because I'm asking nicely. And you see he's grinding his teeth as he says it.
She pats you on the shoulder and says, there, there, dumb little potato boy.
He's going to grab her hand and spin her really, really fast until she...
Roll to directly engage a threat. Someone roll for Allison.
Going for a spin.
You rolled a 7.
That is exactly a 7.
Okay, so that's a success.
Yes. Okay. So pick one. Resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, impress, surprise, or frighten them.
I want to frighten her, I think, so that she'll give me some respect.
Sure. Yeah, she's definitely frightened by you and you're angry. However, she inflicts a condition on you as well because you trade blows. Right. You frightened her. Yes, she is scared. But little did you know that she had the dagger of the Della Vega tucked away and has brutally put it on display for you and inflicts a condition. Which condition would you like to take?
Probably angry. I think that suits this situation.
Okay.
Because he's getting pretty frustrated.
Yeah. So, you did not choose to block their blows, you spin her around. She flashes the dagger of the Della Vega in your face, causing you to get even more angry as a result. And then there's a sudden cloud of smoke in the air, and you don't have Alejandra grasped in your grasp in anger.
Damn it! Hate her so much! And he just like bangs his fists in the air, like not hitting anything, but you know how you do that when you're just frustrated, like, oh man! And is gonna like... hurriedly look around, but kind of already kind of accepted that she's a pretty good escape artist. He's probably not going to find her.
No, in fact, she has used a move to flee the scene.
Rude. Sneaky.
Get you next time, Gadget.
Because you gave her a condition, you made her afraid. Therefore, she got to do a move.
That's fair.
Subsequent. So George stands there alone in the woods. He has no idea where he is. He's still on the Jacobs estate, somewhere off in the distance. Terry Chase, you're sitting on the ground.
He stands up and brushes himself off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, good day, sir. And he just turns around and starts walking.
You feel a calloused masculine hand on your shoulder. I don't think so, sport.
Sport. When he puts a hand on my shoulder, Terry is going to grab that hand, duck underneath, and flip the guy onto his back.
Okay. You grab the wrist, and it is much bigger than the wrist of the guy who basically insulted you. Much bigger.
Okay, so when he goes and he ducks, he's like, wait a second. He ducks underneath. He comes face to face with, I'm guessing, the general.
Yes.
And he's like, wow, that's not the person that was there before. I don't think you'll flip as easily. So he just lets go of the hand. Howdy.
Jeb has entered the scene.
A look of like sympathy or empathy comes over his face. He's like, yeah, today sucks.
I know we haven't been friends in the past. At all.
Ever.
Oh, no. I like to think I'm friends with you right now.
Are you really?
I mean, you just wrecked my van, dude.
I know. Look, I'll be honest with you. On some level, I've always been jealous. You just fit in, Terry Chase. And you have it all. You have mom and dad, family that you get to go back to. And I think in some ways, my buffoonish, childish actions are that of jealousy.
Oh, Jesus. I love how you all stare at me. I'm just like, it's just a character. I'm going to be okay.
We know how attached you are to these stories.
Yeah, Allison.
But we got a lot to talk about.
Like, right now?
Yeah, why don't you come inside?
all right.
And then you see Terry like looking around and there's like none of the rest of the party there. And he's like,
I guess I'll go inside now.
And he's like yelling it out into the world. Hopefully someone hears him.
Going inside the house with the general right now. By myself. Anyone? Sorry, sir. That's just a frog in my throat. Yeah, after you.
Yeah, no, let's just wait. Sure. You think they heard you? And yeah. No one heard you.
Just see ... over Terry.
So he goes to go into the house. What do you do?
If it's all the same, I think I'd rather just like, you know, leave that way.
And he points off to the forest.
Or that way.
To more forest.
Okay.
Huh. I didn't expect you to say that.
Now he's puzzled. He's like, do I go with the general to figure out what's going on? Do I go to the forest?
Oh, what the heck?
He goes after the general. Follows okay. him towards the house.
All right. He goes into the house.
Yeah.
The giant line of light is still there. And there are devices and tripods and whatnot that are holding it somehow and doing something. It doesn't seem to have changed at all since you were last in the house a few minutes ago.
I do not recommend touching that or going through it. Just FYI.
You know what's on the other side.
Yeah, it's bad.
It really is, Terry. It really is. And this is why. So, Solarian, what are you up to?
Solarian has just finished explaining the concept of TikTok to his mother.
What's the last sentence of that conversation?
Be on it for a little bit, not too long. It'll take you places you don't want to go. So is that all? I'm not going to leave this planet or hurt any of my friends. Will I belong?
What do you mean?
I don't want to be away from this planet and my friends for too long.
You're coming home to our earthly home that you use as your place of resting before you go back to school each day.
Oh, I thought you meant... Never mind. Sure, let's go home.
Oh, are you bringing the pet with you?
The pet is not a pet. Her name is Adora. I'll explain.
Fine. Are you bringing the Adora with you?
Yes.
Okay, good. She snaps her fingers and both of you are currently in the Solarian home residence.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
And you are overcome with nausea and vertigo. Adora.
Is there a garbage can? If I need to spew, can I spew?
Roll
into this?
To assess the situation.
No. Just kidding. I'm just going to like use Solarian as like a prop to hold myself up.
Push Solarian back several feet.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Let me get you a glass of water.
Your family is there. Your mother, whom Adora has met. Your father, whom Adora really hasn't met. And your sister, whom Adora hasn't met either. And all three of them are kneeling on the floor with heads bowed before you.
This is new.
Yes, it is. Why is everyone kneeling? Stand up. We have a guest.
Yes, the spear is here.
No. Not the spear.
I'm so proud of you, big brother, that you have been chosen as the spear, the herald of Galanon.
This is Adora.
Hi.
Whatever.
Fair.
The chosen one commands you to greet our guest in the house, because they're all still kneeling, right?
You embrace your destiny?
God, my sister's so dense like me.
That is the greatest of compliments.
No. Mother, explain to me what's going on specifically.
We have been blessed that Galanon has chosen this location for the sacrifice.
Slytherin kind of awkwardly looks over at Adora.
Is this one of the chosen few that you wish to save from the devastation that is to come to this planet and world?
Wait, save?
I don't doubt that a few can be hidden away from Galanon's feasting.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
Oh, well, you won't need to hurt anyone. You will just simply turn the key that will allow Galanon to fully step through to this world.
But what if I don't want him to?
All is lost for our people. Solarian, why would you destroy our entire culture, civilization, and way of life? Do you need to sit? Says the mother, and then a chair appears. Your ideal version of a chair next to you.
Platonic ideal of a chair. I will sit.
Good. So the dad says, do you remember the dad's name?
Asterion.
Asterion.
I'm so original.
Novarian, dear, Solarian is not well acquainted with our ways. We had never felt he would be, well, we never felt he would amount to much.
We had always thought Stellarion would be the one chosen if this planet even were to meet Galanon's needs. I am so very glad that it does, and so very shocked that it is you, son. But we should explain to him what Galanon means and what his choosing means for all of us. George is all alone in the field.
He's going to pull a Terry first and is just going to be yelling in the forest. Hello? Anybody?
I love that. That's great.
But assumes, after a moment of silence, is like, what? I'm so stupid. Why am I always so stupid things? And he's kicking the rocks and the dirt under his feet and just kind of does like an eeny, meeny, miny, mo of a direction to go in. And he super speeds that way to see if he can. And he kind of does it a couple times and then until he can find himself back at the main house where he started up by the van. So you see many panels of him going to like.
So he goes home and you bump into X-Pay, who has also arrived back at the high school.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing? I saw you're kind of down.
Well, I have come to the conclusion that I am a human like you, and I killed someone. That's how I'm doing.
I always knew you were a person, just like everyone else. I'm sorry you didn't know that. I would have told you.
I appreciate that, although I feel like it was something I needed to find within myself.
Well, I'm glad you know who you are. I have no friggin' idea who I am.
Well, that's a silly thing, because you're George.
Well,
and you're my
friend. Yeah, am I George?
And then X-Pay tries to give George a hug.
And he accepts it, but he kind of shrugs it off after it lingers too long.
Did I need to make it spicier?
Normally, I like hugs spicy or mild, but today I'm just not feeling it. I let Alejandra get away, and I still have to, like, talk to stupid great aunt Cassie. I don't even know who I am. I don't know who other people are. I don't know why I'm here. I'm frustrated, X-Pay.
I hear you, and I get it. But you're my friend, and we can figure this out together. I need to figure out why I did what I did. So I feel like we can both help each other and we'll both be successful as long as we stick side by side.
I like that idea. I've been feeling...
Jeb appears at the door and says, howdy, which causes an immediate reaction from X-Pay. And of course, George does not know anything about what just happened. And we will end today's session with Adora feeling a vibration in her pocket and pulling out her phone and seeing that there is a call coming in from Mom.
I have to take this.
But that is where we will end today's session. It was a short session today, so I don't really feel we've gotten enough of an opportunity to do the end of session moves, so we will do those at the end of next session. And that's the end.
Still so good, though. Lots of awesome.
Raise a glass and drink with the enemy. Raise a glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my...
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales,
a curated Masks, a new generation game set in the superhero teenage world of Halcyon City.
Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.